You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I believe we have a whole lot of globetrotting to do this afternoon. Let's begin in Canada, in the southern prairies there. Can you tell me a little bit about that area? I think they've been pretty dry and maybe are getting pretty hot too.
Yeah, the overall environment has been just deplorable here for a big part of the summer in southern and central parts of Saskatchewan and southeastern portions of Alberta. This is a very important wheat and barley producing area, as well as some canola. And it has been drier than normal for quite some time, and now we're going to see a strong ridge of high pressure build over the area. Temperatures coming up here over the next 3 to 4 days will run in the 90s to about 104, 105 degrees. For Canada to get that kind of heat, that's unusual, let's put it that way. It's not something that doesn't ever happen, but it's pretty rare, and the crops are already hurting, so this is going to be final blow, perhaps, for some of the crops up there.
Well, let's stay with the small grains and tour the rest of the planet. Most of them, of course, are now in the process in the northern hemisphere. Western Europe's been pretty dry, and that area suffered as well.
That's correct, and a large part of the harvest is already complete in France and pretty far advanced in Germany because of the dry weather. So the dryness that's occurring right now is more of a coarse grain issue, but there certainly was a reduction in small grains across most of Western and Northern Europe, France, Germany, the UK, Scandinavia, where we don't talk too much about, and even parts of Poland. Now, the weather is about to change. Today's the last day of the hot, dry days that have been going on for weeks now, and we're going to see a notable cooling trend, not necessarily cooler than normal, but getting temperatures back to normal, and that's a big step in the right direction. And then there's two frontal systems that will bring opportunities for rain to France and Germany and parts of Scandinavia. Doesn't look like there's going to be a lot of rain in the United Kingdom. But anyway, the bottom line is there's hope here that maybe enough moisture will fall to improve some of that corn crop and some of the soybeans that are produced in the southern parts of those two countries.
Let's stay with those crops and visit China, where they have the second largest corn crop on the planet. And it, like ours, is in the middle of the end of the growing season.
Yeah, and you know, China has had very interesting weather this year. There's been several bouts of drier than usual conditions, but they always lasted for just long enough to start stressing crops, and then we'd get this timely rain event, and all of a sudden everything's all roses again. So they may have a little loss in yield because of these frequent bouts of dryness, but because they keep getting relief, I think they're going to have a fairly decent crop this year, both corn and soybeans. And even spring wheat up in the north, I think, has done fairly well. So China looks good and will probably stay that way for a while.
From China, let's go down under to Australia and visit a wheat crop that is, or about to be, I'm not sure which, to be put in the ground for the fall.
Yeah, the majority of the planting, I believe, is complete at this point for wheat and barley and canola, too. We're actually just a few weeks away from the start of what normally is reproduction for Queensland and northern New South Wales. They start usually in the last days of August and into the first 10 days to 2 weeks of September. But they've been enduring a prolonged drought. It's over a year long. There was some moisture in March, and I think there was some last October, but that was it. And it's been very, very dry. Some of the planting in dryland fields never got completed, or the crop has not responded well to the moisture that's out there and very uneven stands. Production potentials are definitely down. And with the outlook being what it is, there's not much hope for rain coming up for the next 2 weeks, which will present us at the threshold of reproduction. And boy, it's going to have to rain pretty good in those last days of August, early September, to make a change.
And finally, come back here to the United States in the Midwest. We're looking still pretty decent.
We are. We have pockets that are dry. You know, southern Iowa has been missing rain for the last 3 or 4 weeks now, and they do have a little pocket there that's becoming much too dry, similar to what has been present in northeast Kansas and parts of Missouri and even some western Illinois locations periodically over the summer. But these are the only areas that are really hurting significantly at the moment. And even Missouri picked up on some rain here this week. So it's most of the Corn Belt is in fairly good shape. Our subsoil moisture is still adequate in many, many areas. But Michigan and parts of southern Iowa, Missouri and Kansas still are on the radar for watching as we go forward through the balance of this month.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too. That's Drew Lerner. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.